Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. A coalition is suing to end the so-called winner-take-all electoral system in all but two states. Mark Richardson reports.
A coalition of activists and attorneys is suing Texas and three other states over their winner-take-all system of voting in the Electoral College. The goal is to overturn a practice that they claim disenfranchises any voter who does not cast his or her ballot for the winning party. Luis Vera, general counsel for the League of United Latin American Citizens, says the winner-take-all system allows a candidate to gain the presidency despite losing the nationwide popular vote.
So in Texas, which we sued, Donald Trump received 52% of the popular vote, just a little over half. But yet he took all 38 electoral votes, 100%, because we're winner-take-all. How is that anywhere even fair?
In 2016, Trump, a Republican, won the presidency in the Electoral College, even though Democrat Hillary Clinton had 3 million more popular votes. Vera says the coalition also sued traditionally blue states, California and Massachusetts, along with red state South Carolina. By late last week, none of the states had issued a public response to the lawsuits. Only two states, Maine and Nebraska, apportion electors based on the popular vote. Vera says the system violates the rights of Latino, Black, and other minority voters under the U.S. Voting Rights Act.
It dilutes our voting power because it lessens the vote much more than the white Anglo, because we're always going to be the minority, and we're never going to be able to take the vote as we choose, that is, to elect our chosen candidate by ourselves.
A constitutional amendment is the only way to substantially change the Electoral College, which Vera says, given the country's political divide, might be impossible.
This case will ultimately be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, and we want the Supreme Court to declare that the states need to come up with a system that more reflects the popular vote and not violate one person, one vote, right of association, and the Voting Rights Act.
He says whatever the outcome in the lower courts, the cases should make their way through appeals to the Supreme Court, a process that could take many years to play out. For Texas News Service, I'm Mark Richardson.
As Washington, D.C. continues to swirl in controversy, there are reasons for hope locally. That's the view of commentator Peter Goodman.
I feel schizophrenic. That is, a state characterized by the coexistence of contradictory or incompatible elements. Intense gratitude alternates with deep hopelessness. It's a beautiful, sunny New Mexico day. My wife and I are healthy. We live in a town where the city council cares about improving our lives. People love our new community radio station. The soups at Mountain View Co-op are marvelous, and the moon rising above our mountains is stunning. Forget that in a desert, during a drought, people keep planting pecan trees because China pays so well for pecans. Forget the national government saying and doing things that are not just unwise and wrong-headed, but absurd and dangerous. That reality TV guy has a 6-year-old's attention span. He decides things based on what he just saw on TV or heard from a visitor. He childishly insists on a military parade the generals don't want. He announces he'll jack up tariffs. Republican allies scramble for cover. The stock market tanks. His staff says he's just in a snit fit. Nothing's been written up. Trump is politically schizophrenic. He's a fat old guy who ducked the draft when young, but would rush into a school unarmed to defend students against a man with an automatic weapon. He says he's for America, but won't even confront known Russian interference in our elections. He rails against chain visas. Those allow folks to live here whose relative has become a citizen. Take Maria, a Mexican college dropout working here as a model. She married a rich guy, got citizenship under the special Einstein visa program for highly accomplished people, then got legal residency for her parents, Juan and Pilar. Oops. No, that was Melania from Slovenia. Sorry. Trump opposes gun control and removed rules that when you've been declared mentally incompetent, you can't buy guns. Then he insists the problem isn't guns, it's mental health, and we need to keep guns away from the mentally ill. Then he shouts we need real gun control, until a come-to-Jesus meeting with the NRA. But I'm grateful. We're not in a war zone. Many of us have ample food and medical care, and we're working to extend those to others. Our community cares about tolerance, the arts, and helping the less fortunate. We have an international film festival and a farmers market where committed farmers sell healthy food. We're small enough to allow for real friendships and even pleasant conversations with people we disagree with. We're slowly housing the homeless. We have a fine symphony and great local artists, and a Catholic bishop who washes dreamers' feet. We have problems, but we're working on them. But how deep and permanent are the wounds from having a clown in the Casablanca?
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.